Lesson 37, Hudson Bay Territory. One of the boldest and most successful of early navigators was the celebrated Henry Hudson, discoverer of that vast inland sea now known by the name of Hudson Bay. He first distinguished himself by making three attempts to reach China by the Arctic seas to the north of Europe, but on each occasion the solid ice arrested his progress, and at last he was convinced that a northeastern passage did not exist. The correctness of his judgment has been established by the more accurate knowledge of these dreary regions which we now possess. Baffled in that direction, Hudson resolved to pursue his explorations in another quarter, and cross the Atlantic to America, where, with most insignificant means, his skill and daring were destined to achieve the greatest results. He sailed along the coast of North America, and at length was rewarded for his toils by the discovery of the bay on which New York stands, and the magnificent river which, as he was the first to explore it, has since borne his name, the Hudson. Soon afterwards he returned to England, and obtained the command of a vessel of 55 tons burden, manned by 23 men, and victualled for 6 months. In this humble craft he set sail in 1610 on what proved to be his last voyage. After touching at the Orkney Islands and at Iceland, where he saw Mount Hecla in violent eruption in the midst of perpetual snows, Hudson passed the south of Greenland and reached the strait which now bears his name. Here, in addition to the ordinary difficulties and dangers of navigation among the ice, he had to struggle against a mutiny among his crew. But, in spite of all, this intrepid explorer boldly pushed on till his vessel ploughed the waters of that great inland sea, now known as Hudson Bay.